各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠与大家同在。
May God's grace to be abide with every one of you.
小弟刚刚经过餐厅旁边一个走廊看到墙上挂一张照片。
And I just walked by the hallway right next to the dining hall, and I realized or I noticed that there's a picture.
那照片上面有几个姐妹最左边站一个拿着小提琴的弟兄。
And there are several sisters in the picture, but at the left corner of the picture, there is a brother actually carrying a violin.
我一看，哇，这个小朋友长这么高了。
And when I saw that picture, I realized that the brother had been grown and become very tall.
比那些姐妹都还高过一个头啊。
And he's actually taller ahead than older sisters and older sisters.
我在这边做传道的时候他还没有那么高。
And I remember when I was still a pastor, being a local pastor here, he wasn't that tall yet.
我们看到一个小朋友成长，我们心中都替他高兴。
So when we realized someone had a growth in his life, we actually feel very happy for him.
耶稣基督十二岁的时候圣经上记载。他的身量跟智慧都一起增长。
In Bible, of course, when Jesus was 12, and the scripture says that he grew in his height and also wisdom.
那人跟神喜欢他的心也一起增长。
And both man and God love him.
今天我们的教会就是主耶稣基督的身体。
Today, church is the body of Christ.
我们到一个地方教会看到那个地方教会有所成长。
So when we went to certain churches and we realized the church has made a progress or growth,
我们的心中就感到无比的喜乐。
And our heart will rejoice.
今天晚上按照总会的安排，我们来分享美国真耶稣教会的属灵复兴。
So tonight, according to the arrangement of the USGA, we would like to share about this topic, the spiritual revival of TJC in USA.
我们来分享两点。第一就是，你觉得我们真教会在美国需要复兴吗？
So the first question, or the first point I would like to talk about is, do our church require a spiritual revival in USA?
如果我们觉得我们已经很好了我们就没有那个动机想要去求进步。
So if we consider ourselves already pretty good, then there's no motive to proceed of further improvement.
那如果你觉得美国的真教会要复兴，我们应该怎么样去做呢？
And the next question is, if we do feel like we need to make an improvement, then what should we do about it?
不晓得你觉得我们真耶稣教会在美国的发展现在够好了吗？
So, in your opinion, do you think that our development in U.S. Is actually pretty good?
我想用两点来做比较，觉得我们还是有进步的空间。
So I would like to point out two points and to share with you.And see how we can further improve our situation.
我们来比较我们早期的真耶稣教会跟现在的真耶稣教会。
So we, I would like to first compare our early churches, the situation of early church, and our situation right now.
我们知道我们真耶稣教会是1917年圣灵在中国大陆在北京设立教会。
As we know, our church is first established in 1917 in Beijing.
根据我们的历史当时候圣灵同工教士发展得非常的快速。
And according to our history, we know that the gospel spread very fast in the beginning with the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以从华北、华中、华南到东南亚到前到很多地方以一种非常快的速度在开拓教会。
So from the northern part and the eastern part and the southern part and eventually to all the Southeast Asia.
有个同工送一个外教会给真耶稣教会写的历史的文章给小弟看。
And according to one of historical document that's shown to me by a brother.
当我在看到他们手下的我们早期工人的一些情况的时候，
So based on that document, we can understand how was development during that time.
我觉得他们笔下的那些人从人间的角度来看，就好像是 疯狂了的人的一样。
So according to the point of view, of the people in that generation, they might be considered someone, who, is very fervent in terms of religion.
Crazy, huh?
Or crazy.
所以读了几章我就读不下去了。
So after I read that document, over several pages, I cannot continue.
但是我们可以想象，如果外人认为这些早期的工人好像疯狂了，齁，就让我们想起保罗啊，他说他在主面前是疯狂的，虽然在人面前是谨守的。
So, by seeing a statement like that, people's view during that time think that our workers are actually crazy. That remind me about Apostle Paul.
你就可以想象，其实他们早期在得到圣灵之后，那种心中的火热，那种抛头颅洒热血的那一种决心。
So I can truly feel, or felt, their determination that they can sacrifice their life for the Lord any time.
所以在外人眼中啊，就好像疯狂的人一样啊。
So that's why other people might consider them like someone who is being maniac.
真耶稣教会在台湾的早期啊，有黄伊丽莎长老带一群人到台湾去传福音。
And early time, Elder Huang actually brought a group of people and come to Taiwan to develop the holy work.
我们都记得那个历史是在40天之内建立三间教会。
And according to history, they established 3 churches in 40 days.
所以这个是神很奇妙的一种祝福，一种很兴盛的灵工时期。
So from that history, we know that it's carried with abundant grace of God.
这一次传道者灵修会有陈长老来跟我们上课。
And during this time for our USGA Worker Seminar, we have Elder Chen to be our instructor.
陈长老说他19岁当传道的时候，北部只有台北跟三重两间教会。
And he told us when he was a pastor at age 19, there were only 3 churches in Northern Park.
那个时候大概是50多年前呢。
That was about 50 some years ago.
今天台北大地区有30多间教会。
And today, in Taipei area, there are about 30 some churches.
美国在真耶稣教，美国在1970年代就有4间教会。
And in 1970, in United States, there were about 4 churches.
假设我们是从60年代开始到2015年，也是50年了。
So let's assume from that time, we actually have about 50 years, right here.
2015年，我们现在是2011，对不对？我们现在才有20多间教会。
So,
22间教会。
So from, if,We take 2000 of, to 2015, we have about 50 years of history, and now we have about 40 some churches.
那台湾现在已经有200多间教会。
However, in Taiwan, there are about 200 churches.
所以我们跟早期教会比一比，您觉得我们教会在美国需要复兴吗？
So if you compare two data together, do you think that we require spiritual revival?
其实那不只是量的问题，也是圣灵工作的问题。
And we know this is not a matter about the work, but, or the quantity, but is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们记得小时候我们得到圣灵的时候啊，哇，那个真的是很清楚，有的掉眼泪啊，有的哭啊，有的这个很激动，就是很清楚啊。
So, when we are young, when we're still young, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we can truly understand that Holy Spirit exists.
但是现在有时候我们觉得好像有人得到圣灵，他自己本身没有什么感觉。
However, at the current situation or current generation, when someone receives Holy Spirit, they even don't feel like they have it.
上礼拜啊，在某一个教会啊，有一个宗教教育系的祷告会。
And last week in a certain church, there was an RE prayer session.
那个传道人啊，看到一个小朋友开始说方言啊。
And the pastor or minister,he realized someone or a little brother has started speaking tongue.
他就请执事一起去鉴定一下。
So he invited a deacon and go there and try to find out if that's true.
执事说有啦，只是很小声哈。
And then at the end, they confirmed that this brother actually do have the Holy Spirit, just like he speak in a very small volume.
那执事说呢，等一下你再跟他 confirm 一下，再问他一下。
So, later on, just confirm with the brother again.
那个传道人就问那个小朋友说，你刚刚有没有得圣灵？
So the minister asked this little brother, saying that, do you receive Holy Spirit?
他说没有啊。
And this brother replied, said, actually, no.
你有，那个传道人又在用另一种方式问，你刚刚舌头有没有卷起来？
So the minister is another way to ask the brother, saying that, so,Did you experience that your tongue's rolling?
他说有啊。
And he said, yeah.
所以现在我们常常觉得说，甚至有时候小朋友他舌头被感动卷起来，自己也没有一个好像啊大风吹过哦被电到的感觉，那种早期的那种体验呢 在现代的人呢、感受越来越少了。
So based on this situation, we felt like people nowadays when they receive Holy Spirit, they do not experience the same movement that we used to have.
我们在跟主耶稣的期待。我们来比较一下，我们是不是还有进步的空间？在主耶稣的期待下面。
And let's compare, the expectation that God have in us, do we experience that?
我们知道，我们真耶稣教会啊，它这个教会的发展历史，事实上早就在圣经当中有所预言。
And we know, the development of the TJC is already recorded in the Revelation.
因为这个神的教会在人间、是一个非常重要的事情、
Because God's church on earth is something that's very important.
我们知道教会的发展路线、其实记载在圣经里面。
And we can see、how is the guideline, the outlook of church development.
在使徒时代是一样的，现在也是一样的。
And it was how it, and based on the development of apostolic church,and it's going to be the same for us.
我们知道使徒时代教会发展有一条线，就是使徒行传一章八节所记载的。
In Acts 1 chapter 1 verse 8, there's a recording.
就是要从耶路撒冷开始，直到犹大全地，传到撒玛利亚，再传到地极。
So the plan is to start with Jerusalem and then with the land of Judah, eventually the whole world.
所以我们看到第一章、第二章他们在耶路撒冷得到圣灵。
So in chapter 1, they receive the Holy Spirit.
到第八章，使徒行传第八章传到撒玛利亚。
And in chapter 8, the gospel reached Samaria.
到使徒行传的最后一章，保罗到了罗马这个地方。
And at the end of Acts, Paul had reached.
后来保罗写罗马书说，他有机会也要到西班牙去一下。
And later on in Paul's letters, he mentioned that if he had a chance, he would actually like to visit Spain.
我们看到有一条线很清楚就是耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
So we can see the plan is starting from Jerusalem, Judah, Samaria, eventually the end of the world.
今天真耶稣教会在人间传福音，主耶稣也给我们一条路线。
So today when we preach gospel in this world, God also gave us a plan.
我们看启示录的第七章。
So let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
第七章的第二节、第三节。
Revelation chapter
7. 启示录第七章第二节、第三节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 2 and 3.
七章二节、三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的印，他就像那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使大声喊着说，第三节
Verse 3.
地与海并树木你们不可伤害，等我们印了我们神众仆人的额，请读
Verse 2. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having a seal of the living God, and he criedwith a loud voice to four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea. Verse 3, saying, Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
我们知道世界末日来之前的这个预兆就是地树要得到灾殃。
So the signs before the arrival of the end of the world is that the earth andThe trees will receive or encounter disasters.
在世界末日来之前呢，天使要伤害很严重的树跟海的时候呢，那么这个之前呢，有一个日出之地的天使拿永生神的印，在印神仆人的额头。
So before those angels come and harm the seas, trees, or the earth, there will be another angel coming from east to seal.To give the seal to those God's servants.
我们都知道这个永生神的印就是圣灵
And we know this seal is the Holy Spirit.
所以真耶稣教的发展路线就是从东方开始，就好像他们早期从耶路撒冷开始一样。
So we know this plan starts from the east, which is as Asia.
在末世之前一定要有东方出来一间教会继续的传出去。
So at the end time, there will be church arise from the east.
第九节
Verse 9.
此后我观看有许多的人，没有人能数过来， 启示录七章第九节
Revelation chapter 7 verse 9
是从各国各族各民各方来的站在宝座前的羔羊面前身穿白衣手拿棕树枝请读
Verse 9 After these things I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number of all nations tribes people and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb
这边在提到得救的人呢是从各国各族各民各方来的
And here it mentioned that those people will be saved coming from all nations tribes people and tongues
所以这条传福音的路线很清楚就是从东方往这个各国各族各民去发展的啊，一个神的教会建设教会的路线。
So this path or plan is very clear, starting from the east and then spread to the entire world.
真的很奇妙哦，耶路撒冷时代的人呢、啊，120个人都是加利利人，不只是犹太人哦，他们是加利利这个地方的人。
And back then, the church first started with the people coming from this place, Galilee.
啊，今天末期的真耶稣教会，我们是从一群中国人啊，这样子慢慢的啊传出去的。
And at the end time, the gospel starting from a group, a Chinese.
那你会知道他们在使徒行传他们发展的特色，其中一个特色就是啊，他们分散啊，他们被逼迫，人就分散到各个地方，将福音带到世界啊各个地方。
And the way they preach gospel is actually very special. Is when they being persecuted, all of them scattered and brought out the gospel.
那今天我们真耶稣教会在人间啊发展的路线呢，一个特色也是这样子哦。
And the similar characteristic of our gospel also developed in this way.
这个都在圣经的预言里面。
And those are prophesied in the scripture.
我们看以赛亚书的54章。
So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54.
以赛亚书54章。
Isaiah chapter 54.
以赛亚书54章。
Isaiah chapter 54.
第二节第三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
第二节第三节
Verse 2 and 3
五十四章二节三节要扩张你帐幕之地张大你居所的幔子不要限制要放长你的绳子坚固你的橛子第三节
Verse 3
因为你要向左向右开展你的后裔必得多国为业又使荒凉的城邑有人居住请读
Verse 2 Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch outthe curtain of your dwelling, do not spare, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your states. Verse 3, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make desolate cities inhabit.
我们都知道神的帐幕就是现在的真耶稣教会。
And we know God's tent is our church.
实际上讲你不要限制神教会的发展。
And do not limit the development of God's church.
你要尽量让教会分设发展扩张出去。
So you should expand to the right and to the left.
要向左要向右开展。
So you should expand to the right and left.
所以不只是要在园林这个地方有教会向左向右向尔湾向喜瑞都来发展。
So not only to establish your garden grove, but also stretch your dwelling to Irvine, to Cerritos.
我们不只是在喜瑞都这个地方有教会，我们要向左、向右、向旁边来发展，继续来分设教会。
So we shouldn't only establish one church in Cerritos, but instead we should reach out and expand to the left and to the right.
这边提到说，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。如果一个城邑啊没有神的百姓啊，那里的人啊在神的眼中不是活着的，是死的人。
And here it mentioned that your descendants will inherit the nations, and in God's point of view, with God's abidance, those people are considered dead.
当神的子民啊，百姓啊，在那个地方建立真耶稣教会啊，那么荒凉的城市真的有神的百姓，真的的人呢、啊、在那边居住啊。
So when God's church reached out, and they will have God's people there.
那是不是特别提到一个预言，就是它的发展的特色，就是你的后裔必得多国为业。
And a special blessing I mentioned right here is your descendants will inherit the nations.
我们仔细看真耶稣教会的发展。
So if we take a closer look of the history of TJC,
在60年代，信徒怎么来到这个地方建立教会，是借着很多留学生，后来很多人来这边移民建立真耶稣教会。
And in '60s, how is TJC established right here is actually through all the immigrants and students.
我们看英国的教会是香港、亚洲这个地方去移民到那里建立起来的。
And for the instance of UK churches, they are the immigrants from Hong Kong.
我们看南美的教会，大部分都是啊，真耶稣教会的后裔到那个地方做生意，后来呢，就在那个地方去建立神的教会。
And for South America area, is established through the descendants of our members.
但是我们教会不是一般的教会，我们教会是神的教会，它的发展特色。
So our church is not just an ordinary church, and the way that we develop our church is all according to the scripture.
但是这个教会有将来发展一个结果，神有一个既定的目标，就是他要怎么样发展到什么样的程度。
However, there is a goal and a vision behind those, and God has already determined.
马太福音24章14节。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章14节。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章14节
Matthew chapter 24 verse 14
这天国的福音要传遍天下对万民做见证然后末期来到耶稣说这个天国的福音将来一定要传遍天下
So it's mentioned right here this gospel kingdom will preach in the old world
那这个如果其实现在基督教已经传遍天下你到哪里去都可以找到基督徒啊
As we know, this denomination of Christianity has already preached to the entire world.
小弟到加纳去。
So we went to Cana.
在加纳的车站呢，觉得一个有趣的现象。
And then I realized.
那个bus的车站哦。
And I realized there's an interesting thing happened right there.
就是他们常常有兜售什么口香糖的啦，这个蛋的啦，面包的，然后。
And then you will see a lot of people selling their items like eggs, chewing gum, and etc.
但是有一种很特别，就是有人来车上卖福音呢。
However, there are something special is that there are some people actually selling gospel in the station.
他们会在车上做福音短讲哦。
So they will deliver a short talk.
那讲完之后就说，哎，你们谁要奉献一块钱的哦，我就为你祷告，让祝福你，让你平平安安回到你的家。
So at the end of short sermon, they were asking, so is anyone want to donate, anything? So if you do so, and I will bless you, and you can go home peacefully.
我发现到我旁边的妇女啊，真的钱掏出来就给那个宣道的人员呢。
And after the speaker finished, and I saw someone right next to me actually donate some money to him.
结果那个宣道的人员就把手举起来，为他做悟性祷告，希望他平平安回家。
And the speaker, after he received the money right away, he did a praying understanding.
所以在国外有时候福音也是一种生意。So
in our nation, sometimes preaching gospel is one type of business.
所以如果福音要传遍天下，现在基督教已经传遍天下了。
So if you're talking about that, we are spreading this denomination of Christian, then it's already preached to the end of the world.
那不是纯正的福音。
However, that is not a genuine and a pure faith.
天国的福音是纯正的福音。
And we know the gospel of kingdom is genuine.
所以神已经为我们设了一个目标，就这个福音，我们这耶稣教会所传的这个福音，将来要传遍天下，主耶稣才来。
So God has already determined the goal for us is that we will preach the gospel TJC.
请问用这种目标来比较，我们有没有进步的空间呢？
So if we set that as our goal, do we still have any room for improvement?
我们的教会需要复兴吗？
So does our church still require the spiritual revival?
我们看我们美国本土哦。And
let's take a look at our members right here.
我们的教会所在的地方的州就是这几个州。
And we know we only have churches in certain states.
这个美国这个地这么大的一个地方，我们如果有机会从东部开到西部，你要找个教会休息，有时候都找不到。As
we know, United States is a huge continent, and sometimes when you try to cross the entire state and you try to find a church to rest, you cannot do so.
所以我们真的要有一个决心哦，要来复兴神的国度。
So when you have this determination that we would like to revive God's kingdom,
来达到神要我们所预期给我们的那个目标,
and to fulfill the goal that set for us.
尤其啊，经常讲哦，就是世界末日来之前呢，地跟海啊、树啊都要遭殃的。
As we know, at the end time, or the end days, the seas, the earth, and the sea will be all harmed.
小弟这一年到东部去啊，对这个世界末日的预兆，有时候是觉得说。 哇，怎么每一年你好像都可以看到很清楚的预兆哦。And
when I went to East Coast, and I realized that there are more and more signs each year.
你知道 Irene 台风来的时候啊，那个时候东部啊是这个断电哦，很多树木都倒下来。As
as we know, when this Hurricane Irene came, there a lot of trees fell down after the storm or hurricane.
那个时候我已经觉得哇，这个树是很可怜，很严重啊。So
during that time, I actually feel pretty bad for those trees.
你知道在十月啊，在最前几个礼拜啊， 这个美国突然来个十月的雪啊。
And not long ago, in this October, there's actually a snow during this time.
你知道那个雪是湿的哦，那个树叶还没有落，所以那个雪的重量把很多树都打得乱七八糟的。
And because this particular snow actually carried moist, so at the end, as a result, trees are greatly harmed.
报道是说呢，这一次十月的早雪啊，那个灾害胜过于 Irene 台风的八倍啊，哦，树木的伤害。
So this early snow is actually reported in the news saying that the damage is far more greater about 8 times than this Irene hurricane.
当我们看到啊，神的预兆一步一步的接近的时候，
So when we see those signs telling us that God's end time is approaching to us.
我们可以想到主耶稣给我们的功课我们没有做完，我们现在来复兴我们真耶稣教会。
So we should take some time and think about the assignment that God gave us. Do we revive our church success?
尤其我们代表哦，我们一年一次在这边聚集，在这边商讨神国大事。
Especially for all the delegates, we meet once a year to talk about God's business.
我们在这个时候要想一想，我的教会今年有没有比去年更进步
？So during this time to think about, is our church better than last year?
我们有没有达到神要给我们的目标呢
？Have we reached or fulfilled the goal that God set for us?
我们一定有这个心智哦。
And we do have this type of mentality and determination.
我们回去就可以帮助我们的教会复兴起来。
So with that type of mentality, we can revive our own church.
如果我们这里有很多人立志，你就看到明年的教会不一样。
If we can see a lot of people are determined or set their goal right here, then there will be a great difference.
那如果你真的有心呢，要复兴神的教会，我们可以做什么呢？
So if we have this heart, try to work for God, then what can we do?
我们看马拉基书最后一章。
Let's turn to the last chapter of Malachi.
马拉基书最后一章。
Malachi, the last chapter.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四节，第五节，第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
马拉基书第四章，第五节，第六节。
Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
马拉基书四章，五节，六节。
Malachi chapter 4, 5 and 6.
看哪，主大而可畏之日未到以前。我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。第六节
，Verse six，
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。这边神大而可畏来之前呢，神的咒诅审判来之前呢，以利亚要出来。
And here mentioned that before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, Isaiah，
他是神所差遣的先知啦。
Elijah, the prophet, will come out.
他要使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，让天父更爱他的儿女，让很多没有信耶稣的人能够来归向天上的父亲。
And he will turn the hearts of fathers to children and the children to fathers.
今天我们真耶稣教会就是做以利亚工作的，就是幕后的那个以利亚。
And today, our mission of TJC is to do the same thing.
如果你读到这个。起初的是一章啊。
So if you read the book of Revelation,
这边提到末世啊，有两个见证人要出来传警告。
And at the end time, there will be two witnesses coming out to testify for the Lord.
那么这两个见证人有一个特色，就是他们可以像以利亚一样，可以叫天闭塞不下雨。
And these two witnesses actually carry the similar power as this prophet Elijah.
所以今天这以利亚在末世就是我，就是你，就是我们的教会。
So these two witnesses, or this Elijah, is you and I at the end time.
我们就是这两个见证人啊，我们要把用有以利亚的心智跟能力呢，来复兴神的教会。
And with this power and might, Elijah, and we will revive the church of the Lord.
那到底以利亚的心智能力能够有这样的能力转回他的心？他做了什么我们可以来学习呢
？So what kind of ability or power Elijah has to do such great work to turn？
如果你回去把这样的信息，我鼓励大家一起来做这个事情，我们相信呢、真的更多的儿女会转向父亲呢。
So if we went back and devoted ourselves to do such work, then we can achieve the goal。
我们看发觉到以利亚在求天火复兴百姓之前呢，他先隐藏接受神的训练。
So before he come out and do the task, he first hide himself.
我们来看列王记上的十七章第三节。
So let's first turn to First King chapter 17.
亚哈王是一个极恶的王啊。
And we know King Ahab is a very evil king.
以利亚一出来就跟他讲，如果我不祷告这个天就不降露也不下雨啊。
And Prophet Elijah told him that if I do not pray, then there will be no rain for you.
那讲了之后呢，神就把他藏起来。
And then after that, God hired him.
17章第三节。
So let's turn to chapter 17, verse 3.
第二节说神的话临到以利亚说，列王记上17章第二节第三节。
First King chapter 17, verse 2 and 3.
你离开这个地方往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。这边提到说以利亚被神藏在基利西旁。
Here mentioned that Elijah was being hidden by God by the brook Kerith.
藏起来是神训练他的一段生命的旅程。
To be hidden is part of the training.
所以你看到神一直在训练他各样的信心、耐心等等啊。
So we can see how God trained Elijah's patience, endurance, and faith.
所以神让乌鸦早晚叼饼给他吃。
So he allowed those crows to provide him the bread of food.
我们说这是信这是信心的训练。
We call that as the training of the faith.
因为以利亚可能问乌鸦说，乌鸦乌鸦，今天晚上你还不要叼饼来给我吃啊？
Because he might ask those crows and saying that, are you going to bring me food tonight?
乌鸦说，呱呱，不知道。
And the crow might reply in gua gua, basically he didn't know what that is.
这个要信心，这是信心的考验啊。
And all those require faith.
那我们看到第七节，他说那个水干了，第八节神的话才临到。
And he mentioned that after.It happens after a while when the brook dried up.
我常常觉得是不容易耶。你血干了，神又没有叫我离开，一直看到那个水变成没有，也许一个就是变成一滩水一滩水哦，才全部没有水了，水干了，神的话才临到。
It's not something easy to do because he had to wait and see the brook dried up.
那这个是耐心的训练呢。
And we know that is training of patience.
第八节，神跟他讲说，你往西顿撒勒华。那个地方去神吩咐一个寡妇来供养他。
And then later, God told our prophet Elijah, go to Zarephath, and then he allowed a widow to raise him.
如果我是以利亚，我要跟神问一个问题，为什么寡妇呢？寡妇都那么可怜呢，可不可以叫一个富翁来养我呢？
So if I'm Elijah, I might ask God a question, so why widow can I live with a richer man?
所以凡事神都在训练他。
So God,train Elijah with everything.
从基利西旁到撒勒华，一定要经过耶斯列。耶斯列就是亚哈的别宫所在。
And if you wanna go from Brook Kerith to Zarephath, he must pass by this special place.
耶斯列哈 ，Jezreel 是不是？它是亚哈别宫的地方啊。亚哈住在那里啊。
And I went to this place which King Ahab has his palace right there.
明知亚哈要抓他，他偏一定要经过那个地方去啊。
And he knew that King Ahab wanted to capture him, but he still had to pass that area.
这是勇气的训练。
And that is a training for courage.
到撒勒华寡妇家大概两三年。
And then he stayed at this widow's place in Zarephath for about 2 or 3 years.
他住楼上可能撒勒华寡妇住楼下。
So he lived on the second floor, and the widow lived at the first.
这是圣洁的训练。
And that's training to being holy.
你看这个先知一步一步的接受训练。
So we can see this prophet received the training.
如果任何一步训练失败，你想他有办法在加密山求到天火吗？可以转回百姓吗？
And just think about this: if he failed somewhere along the point, then can he still call down the fire?
所以今天我们叫复兴之前我们要更多的人能够懂得隐藏起来接受训练。
So today, before we start something, we need to first receive the training.
陈长老跟我们讲摩西在出来工作之前，神在米甸旷野训练他40年。
And before Moses came out, he also received his training in wilderness for 40 years.
旷野就是教室。
And we know the wilderness is a classroom for him.
羊群就是教材。
And those sheep are his lessons.
神就是教师。
And God is the instructor.
40年之后，他那个血气之勇，那个爱出风头的个性呢，40年当中才把它磨会了，成为世界上最谦和的人。
And after 40 years of training, he finally was able to get rid of those flash emotions.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要复兴教会，我们一定要接受训练。
So today, if we would like to revive our church, we have to first receive the training.
真的，没有训练是一种要想要服侍神是一种自杀性的行为。
And without those training, it can be considered as suicidal if you want to work for the Lord.
大卫不懂律法，想要搬约柜，这是后来乌撒被神击杀死了。
And we know, King David would like to move the Ark of Covenant, and at the end, but he did not know the law. At the end, one of his subordinates was killed.
耶柜应该用抬的，他用牛车来运。
And those called the Ark of Covenant should be carried by men, but he carried with those cart.
亚伦的两个儿子用燔火献祭，天火下来把他们烧灭了。
And the sons of Aaron used the ordinary fire to do the burnt offering, and then they were both struck.
所以没有训练，你来工作有时候会做错事情，反而招神的愤怒。
So sometimes without the proper training, and you try to serve the Lord, then you will actually cause God to be angry.
今年在美国，我们举办各样的训练。
And today in the United States, we have all kinds of seminars.
我们真的要尽量鼓励弟兄姐妹来参加训练了。
And we strongly encourage all the brothers and sisters to attend those kinds of seminars.
最近有个同工他说。
And recently there's a coworker of mine that he mentioned.
最近很多年轻人哦，在世界啊，在美国各个地方哦，在教会在主内举行婚礼。
And he told me there are more brothers and sisters hold their wedding in church.
因为啊，我们从高中生，从小学、高中，我们就训练他们，让他们有一个架起主内，让他们有一个圣洁的观念。
Because starting from elementary or even from high school, we start telling them the right thing.
啊，在PMVP 啊，我听说一个传道人带所有的青年出去做个人宣道，挨家挨户发传单。
And then in one of the PMVP, I heard there's a pastor brought all the members.Or participants to do this preaching.
那个小朋友啊，从来不会跟自己的朋友传福音的那些小朋友们。
And for those who never preach the gospel to their friends.
啊，有的一个小朋友回家跟爸爸讲，他觉得很高兴，因为他终于可以鼓起勇气啊，跟陌生人讲神的道理呀。
And one of our students went home and told his dad happily, saying that I can finally preach the gospel to someone I don't know.
所以今天我们真的要注重那种。那种重视啊训练的工作。
So today we should put an emphasis in this work of training.
啊，这里有时候我们真的不受训做工啊，反而成为教会的损失啊。
And sometimes when you do the work without training, it turns out to be a loss to a church.
我听到一个故事蛮伤心的。
And I have heard this incident, and I feel very sad about it.
某个教会啊，有一个教务主席啊。
And there's a chair for the pastoring department.
他说这个教务主席，无论教会什么连总的传道人啊，什么样的会在那边举办呢？他都很热心在那边听啊。
And he was very fervent. Every time when churches or
他会坐在那里啊。
Or any seminars holding in his church, he will always sit there and listen.
听完之后呢，他就会摇摇头。
However, after he heard the message, he will shook his head.
太失望了，太失望了。
And he would say that I'm greatly disappointed.
这个同工啊，我听说啊，他有时候聚会的时候都会偷偷的把外教牧师的讲道录音带啊，偷偷的给弟兄姐妹啊。
And later on, I heard that this brother actually will gave the tape of others.The pastor from the other denomination to other brothers.
同龄讲，嘘，不可以讲，不可以讲。
And told his brother and sister, do not tell anyone about it.
对真耶稣教会的宝贝不了解啊。
And this brother did not understand how precious our gospel is.
这是对外面的那些非常非常向往啊。
However, he's longing after those things that belong to other denominations.
所以我们现在才需要有圣公人员讲习会，要对我们的教会的宝贝要有所了解。
So that's the whole reason that we have this Holy Worker Seminar.
有一次啊，我听说某个教会在分设教会。
And there's one time I heard a church from the other denomination they are trying to branch out.
那一次刚好啊，那个教会很多人参加成人神训班呢、啊。
And during that time, there are many people attend NATS.
回来之后谈到要分社教会，大家都同心而意，把教会的很多存款都送给那个孩子教会啊。
Oh, excuse me, it's actually our church would like to branch out. After the NATS, a lot of people, they are willing to donate their money to help this branch out church.
你知道这次参加大会之后，大家心被神的爱感动啊，他们成为教会的一个没有头衔的力量哦。能够帮助教会稳定的发展。
So a lot of time after we attend certain seminars, our heart will be moved, and we will become the power of our church.
这几年来，我们美国的真耶稣教会很多教会在建设 会堂啊，感谢主，很多美丽的会堂建立起来。
I thank God. In recent years, there are many churches being built in United States.
但是小弟更看到很多教会啊，如果有青年要参加神训班的，有成人要参加这个神训班的教会啊，帮他们出一半的机票费，让他们来接受训练。
However, more I see is that more churches are willing to pay half of the payment for those people to attend NATS or NYTS.
因为如果有经过一个训练，你发觉到，当每个弟兄姐妹充满道理、充满神的爱，教会怎么可能不复兴呢
？And a lot of time after those people receive God's teaching Himself, then how can the church cannot be revived?
所以我们一定要以利亚隐藏被训练的过程。
So we should just be like Elijah. We need to be hidden. We need to hid ourselves and be trained.
我们再看列王记上第十八章。
So let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
十八章三十节到三十二节。
So let's turn to chapter 18.
后来以利亚啊，要跟假先知啊啊来比赛啊啊，看谁的神是真神呢
？So later on, Prophet Elijah had this contest with those false prophets.
借着这样来复兴以色列人的信仰。
And through that, he was trying to revive the faith of Israelites.
我们看十八章三十节到三十二节。
So let's read verse 3.
以利亚对众民说：“你们到我这里来，众民就到他那里。”他便重修已经毁坏主的坛三十一节。
Verse 31.
以利亚照雅各子孙支派的数目起了十二块石头。主的话曾临到雅各说：“你的名要叫以色列。”三十二节。
Verse 32.
用这些石头为主的名筑一座坛，就在坛的四周挖沟，可以容谷从厄细亚进入。
从三十。
十八章的三十节。
Verse 30, then Elijah said to all people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down.
我们今天要复兴神的教会，我们要重修已经拆毁的坛。
So the first step to revive our church is to first, repair the altar of the Lord.
以利亚根据十二个支派的数目，用十二块石头筑一座坛。
And according to a number of 12 tribes, he used 12 stones to re-establish the altar.
其实那个时候的国家已经 分为南边两个支派，北边十个支派了。
And according to history, during that time, the kingdom has split into northern and southern kingdoms.
但是虽然政治是这样，在神的国度里面，他们是一体的。
Even though that was the political situation that time, but in God's point of view, it wasn't so.
我们都知道，筑坛献祭就是今天的灵修祷告。
And we know to build an altar and offer that is our prayer today.
所以我们今天要复兴神的国度我们一定要众弟兄姐妹同心合意的一起祷告。
So in order to revive God's kingdom, we need to pray in one accord.
我们看使徒行传一章的十四节。
So let's turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
使徒行传一章十四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
使徒行传一章十四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
这些人同着几个妇人跟耶稣的母亲玛利亚并耶稣的弟兄都同心合意恒切祷告在圣灵在120个人同心合意恒切祷告之后大降呢他们在地上建立神的国度
So after this Holy Spirit descend then they establish God's kingdom on earth
是从120个人同心合意祷告开始的
And they all first start with those prayer of 120 people
所以弟兄姐妹今天我们要复兴我们一定要找一些人来一起祷告
So in order to revive God's kingdom first we need to gather people to pray
在传道者灵修会有一个传道他这样分享
So in this retreat someone mentioned this
他说他常常不在自己所注目的教会
And he mentioned that he, or the pastor mentioned that he usually was not at his local church.
他们教会的负责人非常年轻。
And their church council were all very young.
没有经验。
And they do not have any experience.
所以他们很认真祷告。
So that's why they put a lot of time in their prayers.
他们本来礼拜三都是聚会45分钟祷告15分钟。现在呢，礼拜三的聚会呢，讲到半个小时，祷告半个小时。
And usually the schedule for Wednesday night service is to have sermon, have 45 minutes for sermon and 15 minutes for prayer, but now they're doing half and half, 30 minutes.
都感谢主，虽然传道不在最近有三个慕道朋友一到教会呢，一跪下祷告他们都被圣灵充满。
So right now, even though the pastor cannot be with them all the time, but they recently, they are three true seekers. They came to church, and when they pray, they can feel the movement of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，现在美国比较发展的教会可能是 mega church 的哈，那种大型的教会。
And the trend of the church development it seems to be a mega church.
这个 mega church 可以发展到底是什么原因呢？
And sometimes we wonder why those mega church can develop so fast.
第一，他一定要有像 Joel Osteen 这样子很有口才的人呐、啊，在那边先讲福音呢、啊。
And first, they must have someone who is very eloquent.
啊，第二，他们的信息常常是让你觉得 feel good 啊，就是讲那个 positive thinking 一些正面的信息啊。
And secondly, they will always try to persuade you with those positive messages.
啊，第三，就是他们来到教会之后，常常用一种比较让你觉得很嗨的音乐啊，让大家唱得很嗨呀、啊，啊，这个压力消除啊，这样的方法来啊，吸引很多的人来啊，听福音。
And thirdly, they will use music, like upbeat music or music that will make you feel light to release your stress.
我们今天这些书教没有办法用这样的方法来复兴教会的。
And those techniques cannot be used in our church.
第一，我们真耶稣教会没有几个像 Joel Osteen 这么样有口才。
Number one, we do not have any speaker like John Oster.
第二，我们不能只有讲 feel good 的信息，我们还要讲很多是人有罪那些人不喜欢听的信息。
And number two, we cannot always deliver message that make other people feel good.
第三哦，我们不能用那种 Christian pop 那种音乐来吸引人呐、啊。
And three, we will not attract people with those Christian pop.
有个姐妹啊，不懂得分辨那个弟兄所得的灵是纯正的还是不纯正的。
And there was a sister cannot distinguish the spirit that the other brother received is from the Holy Spirit or not.
我们问她，你什么时候才知道这个弟兄的灵是不纯正的呢
？And we asked the sister, when do you know this brother received wrong spirit?
她说，当她听到这个弟兄啊，很喜欢一天到晚都在听那个 Christian pop 的音乐、啊。
And then this sister said that is by the time I realized this brother actually spend a lot of time.
常常这个一天到晚都在听这种音乐。
Listen to Christian pop and spend all his time in there.
他说这种来源啊，这种 pop 的音乐啊，早期是非洲人在引鬼的音乐、啊。
And she mentioned that those title music is starting from Africa. Those people use those type of music to attract or do sources.
他说那个弟兄自从听那个音乐又不听他劝之后呢，他们家几个小朋友开始看到这个弟兄啊，开始看到他的脸像骷髅头，都是他们家小朋友那些小朋友看到什么魔鬼的影子啊，哦，他终于信服了啊，不可以把这个弟兄当成老师先知来看待。
And not long after that, there are more RE students see there are evil spirit around the brother.
所以我们今天不可以用感性的音乐来代替那种感性的那种嗨的方法来代替属灵的深度啊。
So we shouldn't use those emotional high title music to replace the movement of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们真的不是依靠势力才能，是依靠神的灵啊。
And today we do not rely on anything, but instead we rely on God's power.
这次在传道者灵修会，很多同工在分享。我们说，你分享两件事情，你帮助教会让他成长两件事情。
And today during this Holy Worker Seminar, we mentioned that let's share two things that we can help our church.
结果很多同工都是谈到没有什么方法，就是祷告而已。
And a lot of our coworker mentioned that probably prayer is the most effective way.
是我们的工作就是你的工作就是 mobilize 哦，更多弟兄姐妹一起祷告啊。
And your work or our work is to mobilize more brothers and sisters to pray.
长老说，教会的祷告有很多人都是被逼的啦。
And a lot of time in those prayer sessions, a lot of people are being forced to pray.
是很多弟兄姐妹愿意在家里集合起来热心祷告。
And then there are a lot of members they gather in their family and pray.
我最近呢，看到一个家庭聚会的小区啊，真的是不一样。
And recently, I realized there are a small district is become a little different.
这个教会的小区啊，他们自从很多人参加一个训练之后呢，回去他们就决定每个礼拜三晚上一起祷告半个小时。
And this the people from this special region of a church, after they attend a certain seminar, they decide they want to spend certain hour in prayer every day.
这个小区本来很喜欢传福音的，他们传福音怎么传？你知道吗？他们陪慕道朋友唱歌跳舞啊。
And people in this region, they like to spread gospel, and a lot of time they can be with the Gentiles and sing and dance.
为了赢得这个跳舞老师，去跟这个老师学跳舞啊，这个人喜欢唱歌，跟他去唱卡拉 OK。
So in order to reach out to someone like a dance teacher or someone who sing karaoke, they will do the same thing with them.
但是没有什么结果。
However, a lot of time, there's no result.
当他们一起祷告一段时间之后。
And after they input certain times in prayers,
他们自己得到神的恩惠啊！一个弟兄不晓几年前被 lay off， 感谢主，又自己找到工作。
And one of the brothers in this region, he was being laid off for some year, and then he found a job later.
有一天呢、啊，一个同工在那边聚会啊，怎么一个慕道朋友带个 cake 过来了
？And then one day they had a service and there was a truth seeker brought a cake to a church.
他问：“那你带 cake 来做什么？”
And so they asked this truth seeker, "Why do we bring a cake here?"
感谢主，我来你们这个小组祷告，你们祷告灵言祷告真的有力量。我叫你们帮我祷告求一个事情，哎，没有多久神就帮我成就了。
And then he told them, and you know the prayer session in this in your district is very helpful. I told you to pray for me, and then I see the effect right after that.
真的很奇妙，那个教会在。啊，几年啊，就是一段时间呐、啊，没有人得受洗呢。在那段时间呢，有几个来受洗，都是真的很奇葩，就是那个家庭聚会区的人啊，所牧养的人来受洗的。
So and in that church, there have been several years without anyone being baptized, but during that special time, and a lot of people baptized, and they all came from the same region.
这个是主耶稣在教我们一个事情啊，哦。
So that's something that God wants to give us a lesson.
要筑坛献祭。
We need to build an altar.
没有其他方法。
And there's no other way about it.
我们最后再看列王记上十八章二十四节。
So let's turn to a First King.
列王记上十八章二十四节。
First King.
这边提到说，他们要求告神的名啊，那以利亚也要求告神的名啊，那降火显应的神就是神。众民回答说这话甚好啊。列王记上十八章二十四节，他们在用。求天火来比赛哪一个神是神呢、啊、
So right here they are asking God send down a fire from heaven to see who is the true God.
我们看三十六节到三十八节。
And let's read verse 36 to 38.
三十六节到了献晚祭的时候，先祖以利亚近前来说：“亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神啊，主啊，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的命行这一切。”是三十七节。主啊，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你主是神，又知道你叫这民的心回转。三十八节。于是主降下火来，烧尽欢祭木材、石头、尘土，又烧干锅里的水。三十九，众民看见了，就伏伏在地上说：“主是神，主是神啊！”神听以利亚求天火的祷告。
And here we know God listened to Elijah's prayer.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要求天火啦。
And today we should ask about the same thing, the fire from heaven.
我们求神迹哦，要个正确的动机。
When we pray for a miracle, we need to have a correct motive.
第一就是要让全这个神迹是要让人知道天上的神是神呢、啊。
One is to make known that God we worship is true.
又让人知道这个教会是神的教会啊。
And secondly is to let other people know our church is God's
church. 让人知道这个教会所做的事情是奉神的命在做的。
And thirdly, the thing that we do is in the name of our God.
如果有这样的动机啊。
So if we have such motive.
我们真的要求天火啊。
Then we may ask about this fire.
我们看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
有人说今天神迹奇事不用再求了。
And someone say that there's no need to ask for miracle anymore.
真的是这样子吗
？So is it true?
使徒行传四章的二十九节。
Let's read verse 29, Acts chapter 4.
二十九节、三十节、三十一节。
Verse 29, 30, and 31.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。三十一，祷告完聚会的地方就震动。他们祷告这样讲，让我们放胆可以讲道理。第一。
So the first point they mention is that so they can be bold and preach his gospel.
第二，可以因为你的名啊，神迹奇事可以彰显出来啊。
And secondly, because your name, those signs and wonders may be done.
哦，这样子可以医治疾病啊，能够让人啊，能够借着这样子也来认识神呢、啊。
So when our people's inflictions or illness be healed, they may know God through this way.
请问你祷告的时候，敢不敢求神降天火呢
？So in your prayer, do you dare to ask for this fire?
当然，如果没有真理的根基啊，神迹奇事是不能够长久的。
Of course, without a foundation of truth, then this miracle cannot happen.
就是人借神迹来信耶稣，还可能流掉的。
And we know if people come to believe because those miracles, they might eventually.
但是如果只有道理没有神迹奇事啊，有时候没有东西来印证我们所传的道理。
Or sometimes we preach without those miracles, it's very hard to prove the thing that we preach is true.
所以我们有时候要懂得求主耶稣，让我们一方面讲道。一方面求神降下天火来证实他的教会。
So when we pray to God, we should ask that the thing that we preach must be true, but at the same time to prove with those signs and miracles.
哥林多十二章记载几种恩赐。
And in the book of Corinthians records several talents.
我们要求啊，懂得讲道理的恩赐，就是要智慧的言语跟知识的言语。
So when you have the talents or words, we should to preach correctly.
但是也要有人去求那些医病行异能的啊这种恩赐啊。
Oh, we also need people to pray for those healings.
现在人真的很可怜啊哦。
And people who live in this generation,
真的没有神的恩典啊，觉得他们真的是啊活在一种黑暗当中啊。
Because without the grace of God, they feel like they live in the darkness.
所以今天我们看到很多人来信耶稣是借着神迹奇事入门的。
So a lot of people come to believe starting with those miracles.
我们不是说不要讲真理。
We are not saying that do not preach about the truth.
但是只有讲真理啊，如果你仔细看以利亚的时代啊，以利亚介绍天上的神没有降在我之前，百姓多不说话，什么都不回答。
Oh, we know during Elijah's time, when he preached about God, without those miracles, no one believed him.
所以今天呢，我们真的要大胆的哦，正确动机的啊这种态度下面呢，也求神降下天火来复兴他的教会。
So today we should be boldly and courageous with the correct attitude. We pray for this fire.
我知道这样子，我们复兴神的教会真的很轻省啊。
So with this way, we feel like it's a lot easier for us to revive the church.
诸位，我每年来这边参加恩西西一次。
And all the delegates, we know we come here once a year.
我们真的要利用这个时间再一次的来反省、检讨我们教会有没有进步的空间。
And we should definitely utilize this time to think about is there any further room for our improvement church?
神真的可以利用你这个用你这粒麦子啊，结出许多子粒来。
Do you know that God can truly use you as a seed of grain to revive your church?
诸位都是教会的代表。
And we know that we are the delegates of our church.
我们多么盼望更多的人来筑坛献祭。
And we hope that we can see more people start building their altars.
更多人来祈求天火。
And to have more people to ask about this fire.
更多人啊，能够懂得来参加训练的工作。
And they can come to understand the importance to being trained.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.